From PRI, Public Radio International, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strangeshamps, and we're coming to you live this week from St. Louis, Missouri. Father-daughter beatboxing team Nicole Paris and Ed Cage.
Dramatical stop.
You guys want to sit down?
Yeah, let's stand.
Let's stand up.
Yeah, 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 keeping up with these young people, I almost had to ask my wife for that Buterol because I was like, oh, we don't have to do another session.
You have 160 million views on your YouTube of you guys doing this. 160 million.
Thank you.
Can you put that in perspective for people? What's that done to your life?
Well, I will say I had to quit my job.
Great job.
I had to quit. I had people following me home, taking pictures, coming down from the room. I was a chef before the video went viral.
From your original video, I remember watching it. I remember when it came out and being like, everybody went crazy. So on Facebook, everybody went mad. Everybody wanted to share it. It's a competition.
Well, I mean, it's not really a competition. It's kind of more like collaborating, you know, especially with my pops. We've been doing this for a long time. We beatbox all day, every day.
We even beatbox in church. We'll throw beats at each other.
Oh, yes.
Really?
It doesn't make sense.
Let me give an example. I'm here. I'm going. Give me an example.
So we're sitting down, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're sitting like right next to each other. And I'll lean over and go, yes, and thank you, Jesus. Let us all go into prayer. And then I'll just be like, prayer, 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 prayer. I lean in, prayer. And then he'd say, in Jesus' name. And then I'd be like, amen.
Of course,
my wife,
our momager, as we call her, she's somewhere. She's sitting over to the side like, the blood of Jesus. Y'all cannot do this.
Then she'll text, y'all need to stop. Stop it in the name of Jesus.
Now, you can't use Jesus like that.
One thing we were talking about backstage for you is that when you were a baby and you couldn't go to sleep, what did you do? How did you put her to sleep?
Well, at the time, I was a young parent. I was, 18, 19 when I had four jobs. I was uneducated, so I had to work a lot. So we had three other kids, so I had to figure out a way to bond with all three of my kids. One of my daughters liked politics. My other son liked to keep me up with Pokemon and what was the purple dinosaur thingy?
Hey, I don't know.
Bernie Madoff. I was going to say Bernie Madoff. That's not right.
He's from Kansas City. Barney from Kansas City.
Hit the jersey. I think y'all saw him before.
But
Kansas City.
And hers was beatboxing. So I would come home and I would sit on the couch. I would be tired and she'll put her head up and she'll come over and I'll hold her and just real nice, simple beats to, you know, kind of calm her down. And then she would go. Spit all in my face.
Look at me now.
Yeah, yeah. So before you go, I would, if you don't mind, could you do kind of take us out with
yes!
One more thing. Yes.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate you.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.